and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business that it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate that you wish to speak, and I will bring in members online once all those in the chamber have spoken. Instant messages for online members should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you want to wish to ask or if you want to ask a question. Type C for a comment, type P to propose, and type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments that they make at this meeting. Okay, you're all very welcome to this month's full council meeting. Have we any apologies?
Chair, we have apologies from Councillors McAvoy, Councillor Enright, Councillor Kate Murphy and Councillor Hoyle.
Okay. In addition to that, is there any further apologies from the floor? Nope. Okay. On the chairperson's remarks, I just want to start off at the end of the Halloween season by thanking all the council tourism and event staff for the wonderful events that took place across the district. Year on year, the events get better and better. I know I've been at a couple of events over the last couple of weeks. Footsteps in the Forest particularly was absolutely spectacular. And to see the expression on the kids' face was just pure magic. So hats off to all the staff that worked tirelessly on that. And as I say, it goes from strength to strength each year. And great to see Neary Halloween Festival getting up and going, and good promotion and plenty of activities across the district. Kilkeel Hallow Lights Community Event Festival, community investment across McGlen, across Gar, all were very, very well done, and congratulations to all the community groups and the council workers that were involved in them. I want to thank Deputy Chair David for accompanying our two nominees to the Pride of Place event in awards event in Monaghan on Saturday night. So we had the Rural Health Partnership were a nominee, and Coonmurra were also a nominee down at the event on Saturday. And huge recognition for the work that both groups do across this district. And also congratulations to Coonmurra, who run it up in the Community Wellbeing Awards. So well done to both those groups for getting recognised. I want to formally put on record my thanks to the Lord Mayor of Armagh, Banbridge and Glengavin, Sarah Duffy, for joining with me to recognise the achievements of our All-Ireland winning Armagh team at a civic reception in the Canal Court last month. I'd also like to thank all the councillors who attended the reception, and to Sarah, Sheila and Patricia and all the crew for the impeccable organisation pull the event together. Really was a really special and remarkable night, and an opportunity to thank the players and the management personally on behalf of everybody across both councils. So thank you for all who worked on it and all who were involved in it. I also want to go across the river and congratulate Down Ladies GAA on the 30th anniversary celebrations. I know they held a celebration event in the Canal Court last Saturday night, and through the Chairperson's Fund we made a donation towards Down Ladies GAA. Delighted to hear today's announcement of over €15 million euro funding from the Peace Plus fund for the Ballykindler, development of the Ballykindler Centre of Participation, Wellbeing and Shared Learning Hub. And I know the Council will be working closely with Ballykindler going forward with the multi-sports hub element of the project, that the Council have an additional €500,000 involved in that. So a good news story, and well done to all who are involved in that bid. I want to, on behalf of the Council, offer our sincere condolences to our former Chairperson of Council, Charlie Casey, his wife Brady, and extended Casey family on the sad passing of their daughter, Catherine. So on behalf of everybody on the Council, our thoughts were last month and continue to be with our former Chairperson, Charlie. I also want to pass on the condolences of the council to my colleague, Terry Andrews, on the passing of his Aunt Betty, who I know you were very, very close to, who sadly passed away last week. Finally, we're all shocked and saddened to hear the news of the former Down GAA coach and Abbey CBS teacher, Jodie Gormley's terminal illness. I think for anybody to walk into that dressing room after playing in the Tyrone County final and share the devastating news with his team is very, very hard to comprehend. But the dignity and resilience he has shown in the most difficult circumstances is simply inspirational. So our thoughts go out to Jodie, his wife, his son, his GAA family, his colleagues and students at the Abbey CBS in Erie and the wider community, and I hope that they can draw on the strength and support across the wider community in the coming months ahead. Okay, so we're going to move on with item two, declarations of interest.
None, Chair.
Apologies, just before we move on to item two, on behalf of the council, I want to pass on our condolences to the family of Joe Gorman, Gorham, who was former member of staff of the council. And again, the thoughts of everybody in the chamber are with Joe's family. So, moving on to item two, declarations of interest. Any declarations?
I'm sure.
No. Okay. Item three, action sheet arising from the council meeting held on the 7th of October 2024. So we go page by page. So we've got page one, page two, page three, and page four. Matters arising. Or can you get a proposal in a second? Proposal from the floor. Councillor Devlin. Second. Thanks, Geraldine. Councillor Cairns. Second. The matters arising. Item 4 is the minutes of the council meeting held on the 7th of October 2024. And again, we go page by page. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, and page 11. I get a proposal and second on the floor. Thanks, Councillor O'Hare. Proposed by Councillor O'Hare. Second.
I'm sure.
Councillor Sharon. Yeah, no matters arising. Yeah, on the committee minutes. So, item 5 is the minutes of Economy, Regeneration and Tourism Committee held on the 14th of October 2024. Page by page, we go through page 1, 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, and page 6. Any matters arising? Can you propose on second? Thanks, David. Proposed by David. Thanks, Anna. That's fine. Any matters arising from ERT? Nope. Okay, item 6 is the minutes of Strategy, Policy and Resource Committee meeting held on the 17th of October 2024. And going through page by page again, we've page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8. I get a proposer and seconder.
Sure.
Yep.
Marie. Before we have a proposer and seconder, could I ask the council for the indulgence to go into closed session to deal with the item on the approval of a tender award, if they wouldn't mind.
Okay. Can I get a proposer, seconder to go into closed session? Sure. Councillor O'Hare and Councillor Allen. Second. We're going to closed session. I've asked the members of the public to leave the room, and we'll call you back in after the closed session item is dealt with. And so, when we're in closed session on item SPNR 168/2024, on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Hannah, it was agreed to award the contract in line with procurement processes. Any other matters arising on the SPNR committee? Can I get a proposal and seconder for the minutes? SPNR. Councillor Hanlon, propose. Thank you. Can I get a seconder from
Yes, SPNR? Happy to second, Chair.
Happy to second. Councillor Sharvin, thank you. Any other matters arising? No. Okay, item 7 is the minutes of Active and Handy Communities Committee held on the 21st of October 2024. Again, we've got through page by page. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, and page 5. Okay, can I get a proposal and seconder, member of the AHC Committee? Thanks, Aidan. Councillor Mathers. Proposed and Councillor Finn to second. Okay. Any matters arising? Okay. Item 8 is the minutes of Sustainability and Environment Committee held on the 23rd of October 2024. Again, page by page, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4. I get a proposal and second. Okay. Councillor Jackson proposing, who on this side? Councillor Cairns. Sorry, it was Jim. Councillor Cairns was in just before you. Proposed by Councillor Jackson and seconded by Councillor Cairns. Any matters arising? No. Okay, on to item 9, which is the minutes of the Audit Committee held on the 19th of August 2024. Page by page, we've got page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9. Can I get a proposal on the second? Thanks, Sean. Councillor Hare. Councillor Hannan on the second. Questions on matters arising? No. Okay, moving on to the correspondence reports. So we've got 7 items of correspondence here. And as usual, I'll take questions from the floor and just state the item of correspondence that you want to raise a question or make a comment on. So Councillor Finnegan. Yep, Councillor Finnegan.
Thanks. So this is on 10.4 correspondence from the Executive Office. I just want to welcome correspondence. It's good to see that the Executive concerns mirror those of us here in the Chamber and that they have written off to the Prime Minister to voice those concerns. So, Gormay, let me hug off.
Yeah. Thanks, Councillor Finnegan. Chair, once we get a response back from that, that it will be forwarded on to the Council for members as well. Councillor Sherman.
Yeah, Chair, two items. 10.4, first of all, obviously the First Minister and Deputy First Minister responding to the letter that we had written and that I had queried at the last council meeting. So it is great that they are in agreement that the impact that it's going to have and their concerns. I am aware that Minister Lyons had responded to an Assembly question recently. Yeah. In relation to a hardship payment being paid to those that are on a pension, the state pension that actually will miss out on the winter fuel payment. Could we as a council write to the minister to support that a hardship payment should be in place and work with his executive colleagues to find the appropriate funding and support those that unfortunately will miss out due to the changes in the winter fuel payment? So that's my first one. Do you need a second?
Yeah, we'll deal with that one first. So you're making that proposal. Have we got a seconder? Councillor? Councillor Finn's in there just first to put a light on. Everybody in agreement? Right to the Minister. Yep.
And then item 10.7, Chair, the NAC corresponds to National Association of Councillors. Chair, there is a conference there for the 22nd to the 24th of November that's stated as Blue Light Services. But it's my understanding that it's actually also the AGM of the NAC. And Chair, the NAC as an organisation do a great work locally here across the north for us as elected representatives and providing a voice and making sure that we're having an impact. I think it is vitally important that we do have representation, and obviously Councillor Andrews is an NAC member an appointed member, so we would like to propose that he does attend the conference of the 22nd to the 24th.
Thanks for that. You're making that proposal. Can I get a seconder for that?
Oh, well, yep. You can send as many other parties can send.
We did discuss a process of party leaders, but I suppose first and foremost, if we can get clarification that it is actually the AGM, first and foremost. And then clarification, as Councillor Hannan says, who the members are of NSE. And then we'll have...
So the NSE members are Councillor Brennan, excuse me, Councillor Hart, Councillor Larkin, Councillor Jim Murphy, Councillor Terry Andrews, Councillor Braith, Councillor Lewis and Councillor Young.
Yep, so we've got Gareth, you've made a proposal from the floor of one of those members now with the other members that have been read out. And Councillor Hanlon asking about the process through group leaders. Do we want to continue and put a proposal forward or put a proposal to group leaders among those members and have a discussion once we find out it's the AGM?
I have no mechanism to come back to you, Chair, through the mic. I need to be recorded.
Get back in.
Chair, look, I think it's important that as a council we do send representation to the AGM who the members are. That can be multiple. I'm not aware of the next date of party group leaders, if it is this Thursday or not. But given that the 22nd November is not that long away and flights would need to be booked, it is a tight time frame. So I'm content to bring it back to party leaders as long as it gives us enough time.
Party leaders Thursday. Okay. Okay. And between now and party leaders on Thursday, can the political groupings have a discussion about sending representation to that conference and also get a checked out that it is the AGM? Thanks, Gareth, for that. Councillor Finn.
It's just in relation to item 10.6, just that I would like to thank the Minister for agreeing to have a meeting with us. It is, I suppose, as members will know, something that I feel is really important, and I look forward to working with Democratic Services towards getting a date that the delegation can meet with. But I did want to place on record thanks to the Minister for agreeing to that.
Yeah, thanks, Councillor Finn. If we can get that date forwarded to all councillors, and then obviously the make-up of whatever the party groupings would be going for a ministerial, that's circulated, so a bit the better. Okay. Councillor Young.
Thanks, Chair. Just on item 10.1, the correspondence from Voice of Young People in Care. We are very happy to support their request for our civic buildings to be lit up on the 25th of February next year, and feel that the planting of a tree would be a very poignant gesture to mark the occasion of Care Day in UK and Ireland. We're very surprised to learn that as of September the 30th this year, that there were 4,317 children in care in Northern Ireland. This is just over a 28% increase from before the pandemic, and the number of children in care has been increasing for at least a decade. These children are not all in care homes. They include those in foster care and children who are being looked after by a family member. A child may be taken into care for numerous reasons. Many children in care have experienced physical or emotional abuse, neglect, or perhaps a parent is facing their own physical or mental challenges and is unable to look after their child. 83% of children in care are in foster care, 7% are with parents, 6% are in residential care, and 4% are in other placements. 22% of children in care have been looked after for less than a year, and 32% have been looked after for 5 years or longer. It's important that children in care are provided with the care and support they need to be healthy and safe and to have the same opportunities as their peers and move successfully into adulthood. And I think we should also recognise and pay tribute to those who look after children who are facing challenges as they navigate through this time in their lives. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks for that, Councillor Young. And on the two requests that are coming through on the correspondence in 10.1, as you say, I'm delighted to light up the buildings yellow on Care Day. We can't do the multicoloured. We tried it with Pride Week. It didn't work out, but their main colour is yellow, and we're delighted to do that. So that'll be action through Democratic Services. In respect of the planting of the tree, which is a great idea, it's something that we discussed when we're planting trees through the Quality and Good Relations Forum, which is meeting this Friday, and I think it would be useful to have that discussion and see if it can be advanced through Quality and Good Relations on Friday. But thank you very much for that contribution. Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. And in relation to item 10.2, in relation to correspondence from Fermanagh and OMA District Council, and a note from that letter that Fermanagh and OMA have sent us, that it broadly mirrors the emergency motion that I had tabled here and the council in recent times along the same lines as what they've espoused in their correspondence. And I'd like to propose that we do acknowledge this letter, outlining our support as a council and principal with the aims and aspirations of that correspondence. So I welcome that correspondence as well. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. And can we have the correspondence from our own motion? There was a number, I think it was 2 or 3 months ago, sent as a response to Fermanagh Noble Council. The board of our motion that we adopt it and say that we fully support. There is if that's the wishes of the members of the chamber. Yep. Councillor Devlin.
Thank you, Chair. It's just merely a comment. It relates to item 10.3, the correspondence received from the BBC. And I suppose just by way of putting on record, I don't believe that the prominent slot that the BBC refer to on their Northern Ireland website is anywhere on a par with the lunchtime news segment that has been cut from their schedule. So I suppose just a comment, Chair, to we appreciate the response back, but not the content of what they provided. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Councillor Devlin. Councillor Fian.
Yes, Chair, just a comment on item 10.5. So just to welcome the confirmation from Nilgosk, albeit in a very roundabout way, that they've divested their holding of Israeli government bonds. So Nilgosk have said in their correspondence that they don't invest or divest for political reasons, but we know that they did hold Israeli government bonds in their investment mix, and now they don't. So I think that's a good outcome, and I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank members again for their support in taking the issue on. Thanks.
Thanks, Councillor Fian. No further comments or questions, correspondence. Can I get a proposal and seconder for item 10 in its entirety of all the correspondence? Just a note to the correspondence. Councillor Fian, proposed to note. Seconder. Yep. Thanks, Councillor O'Hare. That's the correspondence dealt with. So now moving on to the notice of motions. And the notice of motion 11, section 76 order, Downpatrick, Eastern Distributor Road. And in line with standing order 16.1.6, this will be referred to the planning committee. So if I could ask, I think it's Councillor Truesdale that's now taking this in Councillor Enright's absence, to read out the motion, say who's seconding it, and it'll be going to the planning committee.
Thank you, Chair. Could I just check that, can I second, even though I'm reading, because it has to be...
No, you're now formally proposing, so if you can just have somebody else to second it.
Okay, it'll be Councillor Howie. Council notes, Council minutes of the 9th of April 2018 and file note of meeting with the DFI Permanent Secretary of 9th of March 2018. Council unanimously supported the Permanent Secretary's suggestion that Council's Section 76 powers be used to help out the Downpatrick Eastern Distributor Road. The Chief Executive undertook to bring forward a policy paper using Council Section 76 power to levy developers on the eastern and southern side of Downpatrick for a contribution to the cost of the Downpatrick Eastern Distributor Road. Council notes that the DEDR is intended ultimately to connect Down Campus, Council HQ and Hospital to the Belfast Road per the area plan and will largely be delivered by private finance according to DFI. Council directs that this paper be brought forward in the current financial year so as to create a fair and equitable balance between those developers who are voluntarily building out sections of this road and those who are making no contribution. Council notes that several hundred units have been completed on zoned land in the area relevant to the DEDR since 2018. Council regrets the loss of the potential hypothecated income needed to build out the road. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Truesdale. And your seconder is? Councillor Harry. Okay, and that'll be referred to the Planning Committee. And I'd ask that the officers send the invite to both Councillor Truesdale and Harry to the Planning Committee. And the item will come back, obviously, through full council. If there's any items in the Planning Committee, they'll come back through full council. Okay, so moving on to item 12, and again under Standing Order 16.1.6, this will be referred to AHC Committee. So the notice of motion is a failure of RAISE programme in tackling educational underachievement. Councillor O'Hare, if you could read out your motion to tell us who's seconded it.
The motion will be seconded by Councillor Howell. This council recognises that socio-economic background is the biggest predictor of educational underachievement, acknowledges that a range of targeted interventions across government are required to tackle the issue,
and give children and young people the opportunity to reach their potential. Welcomes the allocation of over £20 million from the Shared Island Fund to help tackle educational underachievement. Regrets that the resulting RAISE programme's eligibility formula excludes many schools in some of the most deprived working class communities. Further regrets that, by design, this programme will not deliver based on objective need, and calls on the Minister of Education to replace the RAISE programme with a new programme which will target support to the schools and children that, based on objective evidence, need it most.
Councillor Kyle second. Sure. Okay. Thank you very much, Councillor O'Hare. Okay, so the next notice of motion is item 13. It's the establishment of an Erie Canal Regeneration Task Force. And again, under standard order 16.1.6, this will be referred to the SME committee. So, Councillor Feeham, if you want to read out your motion and tell us who's seconding it.
Thanks, Chair. So, the motion is that this council recognises the poor condition of Newry Canal and the significant untapped potential of our inland waterways as tourism, heritage and ecological assets, calls for a multi-agency response to lead the regeneration of Newry Canal, and will request the support of ABC Council in writing to both the Minister for Infrastructure and the Minister of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs to request the urgent establishment of a Newry Canal Regeneration Task Force that will work in partnership to deliver on the potential of our inland waterways. And the motion will be seconded by Councillor Finn.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Finn. Item 14 is the notice of motion on Daisy Hill Maternity Services. And this will be heard tonight here at Council. So, Councillor Selina Murphy, if you want to read out the motion, tell us who's seconded. Well, read out the motion and you can speak to it. Sorry, who's seconded.
Thank you. This motion will be seconded by Councillor Valerie Hart. This council notes the concern, the serious issues affecting maternity services across the Southern Trust, with a potential risk to Daisy Hill Maternity Services. This council supports the retention of maternity services at Daisy Hill Hospital and acknowledges the work of the management and staff who provide excellent care to mothers and babies. This council agrees to write to the Minister of Health and the CEO of the Southern Trust to note that Newry Morne and Down Council support for full retention of maternity services at Daisy Hill. Further calls on the Southern Trust to fully commit to protecting maternity services to ensure mothers and babies across the Southern Trust have access to a safe and equitable service. Staff and service users in the maternity department of Daisy Hill Hospital have contacted Sinn Féin expressing their concerns following the Southern Trust outlining maternity service capacity issues due to a shortage of consultants. We've been contacted by maternity staff from Daisy Hill expressing their serious concerns following a meeting with Southern Trust senior management. The Trust has outlined fundamental concerns regarding the capacity of maternity services across the Southern Trust area due to significant shortages of obstetrics and gynae consultants. Whilst this is also an issue right across the North, we are now deeply concerned by this development and what this may mean going forward for maternity services in our area. Any removal or relocation of maternity services is not transformational. It would be service collapse and would not be in the best interest of mothers and babies in our district. My party has highlighted potential implications for staff and expectant mothers and their babies if they have long journeys to travel to get to maternity unit, which could result in emergency situations arising and therefore patient safety could be compromised. We have been speaking with numerous midwives across both sides who have also highlighted their real concerns around the potential proposal to relocate either of the maternity services. We welcome that the Health Minister has stated his commitment to maternity services Daisy Hill, providing quality care needs to be we need to see services stabilised and a robust long-term work plan. Sinn Féin commend an invaluable care midwives and maternity care staff, the vital role and expertise they provide for the local women of the district. For them to continue to provide quality care services needs to be stabilised and a robust long-term work plan implemented. I propose that Newry Morne Down Council write to the Health Minister and CEO of the Southern Trust outlining our concerns and seeking assurances that services will be protected.
Councillor Murphy, that's seconded by Councillor Hart. Valerie.
Thank you. Selina,
if you want to just hit your light there.
Thank you. Thank you, Selena, for raising this motion. I'd just like to add, I've just reiterate, having had my own four children in Daisy Hill, I know the valuable maternity service the hospital has to offer. Maternity is one of our vital services in Newry, Mourne and South Armagh. And the risk to a pregnant woman in labour having to travel further on to Craigavon to give birth is frightening, especially if complications arise for either the mother or the baby during that travel. We cannot do without maternity services in this part of our district.
Councillor Hart. So, Theresa.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy, for bringing this motion. We support this motion and note that the stabilisation of services is crucial for the well-being of everyone involved. And just when Councillor Hart was talking there, it reminded me of my own situation where I was caught in Downpatrick between the closure of Downpatrick maternity services with my first, and with my second I was shipped off to Lagan Valley, and it was not a pleasant experience. The Minister of Health has stated that he wishes to emphasise that Daisy Hill should be offering maternity services. Morale is at its lowest amongst those who deliver maternity services, and midwives in particular. And he went on to say, if you were to ask me, am I happy with the way the management of the Southern Trust has conducted business in that area, no, I'm not. But this issue cannot descend into a game of who said what between the Health Minister and the Trust management. But we do understand that there has been midwife and consultant shortages for 2 years, compounded by 40% sickness. So I would hope that the HR departments are taking a note of what type of sickness or what the illness is. Is it work-related stress? What is going on to get to the nub of the issues there? Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Councillor Truesdale. Councillor Taylor.
Yeah, Chair, thanks to Councillor Murphy for bringing forward this obviously very important motion at this time for the local community. I think we all know it would be unthinkable for there to be no maternity services at Daisy Hill Hospital. I know from personal experience with the birth of my two sons over the last 5 years, my wife certainly received the best of care at Daisy Hill. And to think that that service wouldn't be available there, I certainly couldn't comprehend that. So you know, I think it's very clear the strength of feeling there is on this issue and the support that there is for the retention of the services. There are challenges. Nobody tries to disregard that, but certainly I would, you know, in my discussions I had with the Trust over the last couple of weeks and the direct meetings that I had with them, I certainly, you know, took the opportunity to express my concern about the handling of it by themselves and the fact that they need to put measures in place to deal with the issues that they find themselves with. And I have spoken directly to the Minister as well about that, and I certainly welcome the commitment that he has gave to Daisy Hill Maternity Services also. That's vitally important. But it's certainly clear that the Trust, you know, need to get to work on this issue to address any concerns that there are. But listen, I've spoken to staff myself on this, and there are genuine concerns about the way things have been and the potential implications for service.